Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts, Steven.
And Kyle. As usual, covering all things weird. And tonight's episode is no exception. But first, we got to get through the business.
The good old business. You can catch us at all social media platforms, your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at the Hollow Sky Podcast. Just search us up and we'll be there. If you have any experiences you'd like to share with us, feel free to contact us on those outlets, message us, post in the fan page, or you can call us at 1-877-800-HOLLOW. That's 1-877-800-4656, and leave your experiences with us. If you don't want us to leave your name, you can do it anonymously, or you can leave your name and we can shout you out. However you want to do it, just get at us. Also, if you're listening to us through iTunes, feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and review. That helps us kind of bounce through the rankings in iTunes, I guess, and it makes us more
accessible to You know, other listeners. It'll put us on the recommended lists and stuff like that.
Yeah, make us easier to find. And if you do leave us a 5-star rating and review, we will shout you out on here. So that'd be dope. We're going to kick off tonight's show with some correspondence from some past listener call-ins and emails. We're going to start off with John, our buddy John. He has called in and answered some questions we had from his Tombstone ghost story. So here's John's call.
Hi, this is John from Jerseyville again. I was calling in to answer some of you guys' questions. You guys had mentioned the headstones. The reason we had those was we had heard about the graveyard up there. And we had heard that, you know, that loggers went up there and had been logged and farmed and like that and been kind of buried up, and there's kind of a few feet down. So we went up, probed, and found those chunks, and that we, you know, took them down there after we found them. But I talked to my mother about, you know, everything that happened down there. And she had said that there was stuff that happened before the headstones, before we had them down there. And she has seen, you know, stuff down there as well. It was just 2 weeks ago, I think she said that she had thought she'd seen somebody kind of walk through the house. And you know, she'd see them walk and they'd go around the corner and wouldn't be there anymore. But she's about the only one I've ever talked to about it. You know, she says that she has seen stuff. As far as has anything like that really happened to me since, there has been, you know, those little stuff, you know, those feelings or, you know, odd feelings basically throughout the, you know, house to house I've been at. That's about it. Nothing like that night has, you know, ever happened since then. But, yeah, that's about all I got. I got some pictures of the headstones. I'll send them to Steve. Love the podcast and can't wait to hear the next episode.
All right, John, thanks a lot for calling in and responding to us. And we did take your pictures and post them on all of our social medias. And those were pretty interesting tombstones for the most part. And I also liked, I am a sucker for a backstory. And that was cool that the loggers had a part of it and it became something. And your mom also still has experiences. So hopefully for her, everything stays peaceful. And if anything new or crazy happens, get a hold of us.
Yeah, definitely. So if any of our other listeners out there want to check out John's tombstones, feel free to peruse through our Facebook and our Twitter and stuff because we posted them up. Pretty cool. We had a response from Hannah, whose story we featured on our last episode about the night terrors, possible demon experience. She got back with us and answered a few of our questions. So here's Hannah's email from Jerseyville. Hey guys, just wanted to answer a couple of your questions. No, thank God I've not seen the creature since, but I couldn't even talk about it until about a year ago without having the feeling like I was being watched while describing it. It's like I could feel it around me even just thinking about it. To answer your other question, I knew it was a demon just by the feeling it gave me and the actions it made. The personality of it, the appearance, the way it was preying on me while practically laughing. I knew what it was the second I saw it. The episode was way different than any other night terror I'd ever had. It was so real. I was fully awake this time, frozen with fear. I hope I answered all your questions. Thank you for sharing my story. Love the show.
Thanks a lot, Hannah. We really appreciate you getting back to us. And me and Steve were talking before we actually did this episode, and I was telling him, the more I thought about what you described to us, the more it started creeping me out. It really got after me, you know, after a couple of days, because all I could think was just seeing that figure at the foot of your bed, the way you described it, and it's horrifying. You know, it just, I don't know. I wouldn't have known what to do at all.
Yep, I'd bounce. I'd be out of there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's crazy. There's no way I would have stayed in that room anymore.
That's for sure.
No way.
Yep, I'd have been done.
So that's great news that you haven't seen anything like that since, and things have kind of smoothed over for you. It makes me curious as to why it showed up in the first place, you know? Was it a time in your life where you're more vulnerable than something, you know?
Yeah, good call.
You know, I don't know. It just sparks my curiosity. So, but like we said, awesome that it hasn't happened to you since, because we wouldn't want that for anybody.
Yeah, hopefully it stays that way.
Absolutely.
Now on to our listener experience for this week. It's from Jason in Jerseyville. Bear with me here. It was a text message correspondence, so I'm trying to piece this together in an email form. So if it sounds a little jumbled, that's my fault. I'm trying to put all this together.
No, it's his fault.
It's his fault because he should have called in.
Yep, should have called in, Jason.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. But since you're putting this all on me, you just got to deal with it. All right, Jason from Jerseyville. One of the really weird experiences for me happened when I was deer hunting in Greene County. I always heard drums perfectly rhythmic, not modern drums either, more like Native American drums, old animal skin drums. I heard it for years and never said a word. Then finally my mom mentioned that she had always heard it too. So then when we talked about it and I did some research, it's common in different areas that natives were prevalent. I've had some shadow people incidents at my parents' house. There was a lot that went on there even when the previous owners had it. Enough to the point to where the lady put bullets through her wall because she thought someone had broken in. You could see shadow people running back and forth from room to room at the end of the hallway, which was my parents and my sister's room. You can sit and catch them out of the corner of your eye all times of the night. Once when I wasn't home, my parents heard me come home and my dad flipped out and started yelling and telling my mom that he was going to let me have it for waking him up. They heard me run through the kitchen, down the stairs, and pull on the light strings heading back to the shower area. Old school pull lights, no switches. He was yelling at the top of his lungs down the stairs at me and was getting even more pissed that I wasn't answering my mom. My mom said, "Bill, look outside," and my car wasn't there. My dad looked at my mom and told her to go back to bed. More than once, my mom was woken up with a shadow standing over her bed, like a person's there, but it was just the shadowy figure. When we first moved into the house, it was so bad we had to patch bullet holes because the lady kept hearing and seeing shadow people that she thought was actually someone in the house trying to get her, so she had bought a gun, and one night she saw the figures and started shooting at them. So that's Jason's experiences from Jerseyville.
Now, in correlation with this story, I can recount one time when I was little and I heard drums out in the woods, but like we've talked about before, I'm not going to say that it was 100% true because A, I was little, B, I was by myself, and one of the big movies back then was Jumanji. So, you know, it could have been me playing tricks with myself, or maybe it was something else going on, but it only happened the one time. Never heard it again. Now, as far as the shadow people go, I think it's super crazy that old girl before you buys a gun and starts shooting the place up. I mean, to me, that tells me that she was absolutely terrified.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
And then I also feel for your mom because she saw the shadow people, like she'd wake up to them looming over her bed. And that's when you're at your most vulnerable state, is when you're in bed sleeping, you know. So I'd much rather see, like, in the last episode with Kristen, she actually seen them at a location, but she got to leave said location and go home, whereas this is in your home where you're supposed to be the most protected and comfortable. And there they are.
Yep. Yep. That'd be awful.
Yeah.
For me, as most people know, I have a pretty vast Indian artifact collection. That's kind of my hobby and my pastime. I remember when I started it, I was still in high school, and I'd come home one day, and I have these big grinding bowls, I call them. Basically, they're these big granite stones, and the centers of them have been wore out where ancient people had ground grain and such. Anyway, I come home, and they're out on my front porch. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? So I walk inside, and my dad is laying there on the couch. He's like, those are staying out there because I tried to take a nap, and I kept getting woke up hearing Indian drums in the house. So that's my experience with the drums. I didn't hear them personally, but my dad did.
But for the most part with the drums, I guess it's kind of correlated to Indians and, you know, the natives, so to speak.
Yeah. I haven't had any shadow people experiences. I've seen shadows, especially in my house. I'll sit in the recliner and you can see through into my boy's bedroom, and I'll see stuff moving there all the time, but I'll just write it off as, you know, it's the air conditioner moving the blinds or this or that. I actually saw one about 10 days ago, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's the heater moving the blinds, but we had the heater. There was no air movement in the house, so.
But the heater was on.
Yeah, it was the heater, but it wasn't, so. That's pretty creepy. So thanks, Jason, for texting us and not calling in, which would have been better if you would have called in, but whatever.
Either way, we do appreciate it, buddy.
Yep.
All right, the next creepy topic we're bringing to the Hollow Sky table, we're going to go ahead and call it, what the fuck is that noise?
Yeah, it's pretty fitting. Me and Kyle have been scouring through YouTube videos and such and trying to find weird, mysterious sounds. We're going to try to break it into two parts. Sounds from the woods, from the forest that people have recorded, and then sounds from the sky. So to start it off, we have a whole bunch of sound clips for you guys to listen to. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, we're going to try to talk a little bit about them as best we can. You know, we'll play a little bit and then talk as much as we can.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different than past episodes because there's going to be a lot of sound clips. But yeah. I think you guys will enjoy it. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange stuff. Especially what's got me is the sky stuff. I thought the animal stuff was going to get me going. But, dude, the stuff from the sky is so much crazier.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be caught in the woods with that. Like,
no.
Whatever the hell that one thing was laughing.
No, I don't. Which is a spoiler alert.
Yeah, you guys haven't heard that yet.
But I don't even like being in the woods because of the ticks. Let alone in the middle of the night when shit is just spouting off.
Well, noted.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and play the first clip for you guys.
So that was our first clip, probably our most well-known clip. It was recorded by Matt Moneymaker. Anybody that follows the Bigfoot community or is into cryptozoology probably knows who that guy is. He's one of the founders of the Finding Bigfoot TV series, but he recorded that in Ohio a few years back. So if it sounds familiar, you have probably heard it if you're into the Bigfoot culture and the Bigfoot world.
So we're basically saying that it's Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'll go with Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. And what is cool about that clip is the fact that the dog's going crazy.
Yeah. That gives it a little bit of validity that something else is hearing it. It's not just superimposed over top of the background.
Right. So I guess we'll go ahead and jump into the next audio clip.
Yep, here we go. So I don't have a whole lot of backstory on this account, just that it was recorded at a motel and it was recorded late at night. Whatever it is definitely blood curdling.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it sounds like a woman screaming.
It does.
Is what it sounds like.
What throws me off is the repetitions of it. You know, unless she's just a psycho and she's just screaming at something.
Yeah. Cause you think if she was getting murdered, eventually they'd probably stop after that first one.
Right. And I don't know, I guess I would think that if she's being attacked, it would be more of a longer drawn out scream instead of rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Just real fast. Yeah. You know, I mean, and then again, it could be a mountain lion, I guess.
Yeah. That was kind of my feeling. Like that could, it, I don't know.
I don't know. Then again, I'm not well versed in mountain lions, but
you're not.
No, I'm not.
Just checking.
Disappointingly enough, but
me either.
But that just the repetitions is what throws me off. Just how fast it fires off.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
It is strange. It does sound like a mountain lion, but no more than it sounds like a woman screaming. So
right, yeah, exactly.
Who knows if anybody has heard mountain lion screams in person,
especially like that,
how yeah.
it fires off like that. Is it, you know, I'm not saying it can't be a mountain lion, and maybe it's one of its distress calls or letting you know, hey, I'm here, you need to get away.
Yeah, if it's something you've heard, if you've been out in the woods and you've heard a mountain lion, get at us. Let us know that's what it sounds like or that's what it doesn't sound like, and
right,
we'll eliminate that as a suspect.
Yep.
Our next clip has happened fairly recently. I remember seeing it pop up on YouTube and on Facebook not too long ago. It comes from Canada, so here it is. Check it out. We'll let you know what we think, and you can let us know what you think.
All right, so there it is. Steve, do you know what them knocks were in there?
I'm not sure, but I don't think it has anything to do with the actual sounds, like the calls we were hearing. The guy was kind of standing on his front porch. I'm assuming he had his phone, and he was pointing it out toward the woods.
Right.
So the sound was coming from the forest, which is quite a ways away. The call. The
animal
noise.
Yeah,
the animalistic noise you're hearing. But the taps, I'm not sure what it was.
The only reason why I asked is because tree knocks are affiliated with the Bigfoot, yeah. And I was just kind of seeing if that's what those were, because the call itself and the knocks were two different ranges, so
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the knocks and the clicks were probably him just messing around on his porch.
Right, that's what I assumed, but better to ask.
Yeah, so what do you take on those screams, man?
Dude, I'm a big believer in Bigfoot. It's not like at the top of my radar as things that I'm crazy about.
That's aliens, right?
Yeah, it's aliens.
I just had to throw that out there.
But no, I totally believe that Bigfoot is 100% possible.
Same.
You know, I mean it only makes sense. There's tons of things out there that we discover every day.
Yeah.
So why couldn't there be something that's few in numbers and is intelligent enough to just stay away from us?
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't really fall into the, I don't know if there's a typical Bigfoot sound, like whoops and.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm going with Bigfoot.
Oh, I totally go with Bigfoot,
yeah,
too.
That's pretty much the only thing I can think of. And it's in Canada, and it's in the mountains. Where else would a Bigfoot want to hang out?
2 + 2 + 2 + 2.
Yeah. Equals Bigfoot.
Exactly. All right, this next clip we got for you is a little bit of a change up. So here we go.
I'm home alone, and I'm hearing somebody screaming in my house. Yo, what the f*** is that?
All right, so the backstory on this clip is that this guy gets home to his house. It's about midnight. He just gets home from work, and he's hearing these screams he thinks coming from the inside of his house. So as he's going on and investigating, he realizes that they're coming from the woods behind his house. I've listened to this one a few times, and honestly, I think it's probably a fox.
Think so?
Yeah, because I went through, because I was reading comments and people are like, it's probably a fox, probably a fox. So yeah. The first thing I did was check out the fox calls, and there are some of them that could probably be pretty close. So. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to dispute that at all, because there were a couple that were relatively close. The only difference that I caught, and I think you caught it too, was the length of his... the quote unquote screams that he heard, the actual length of them,
yeah,
in opposed to what the length of the fox's screams that we heard. Now, it's not saying we heard every single fox scream out there,
yeah,
but
it seemed like the actual fox calls that we found were kind of short, kind of barky. There were a few that were longer, but none of them really matched the length that he was hearing. But that, like Kyle said, that's not to say that they can't,
right?
As far as pitch and as far as
the pitch,
basic sound, it pretty much seemed like a fox. Yeah, so
I mean, it was there.
Jump on YouTube and check them out. They got fox calls all over there. See if it sounds similar. If you think it doesn't, let us know.
Either way, it sounds weird.
Yeah, it's.
And it would have creeped me out all the same.
Definitely. I was just gonna say that if I came home and heard that shit, I'd be like,
oh
nope.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm out. I'm going back. I'm going away.
How many we got left for the woods sound? Two more. Two more in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good ones. So.
Yep. Here we go with the next one.
So there's a pretty interesting backstory to this clip. The guy who recorded it put his camera out in the woods, and he got the calls that you heard, those screams and stuff. He got them within the first 3 minutes of the clip. Then, as you're listening, which we didn't include because it's been proven that they're not real.
Right. But we didn't know that at the time we were originally watching the video.
When we heard it, the clip's like 10 minutes long. So, after those initial first calls, you hear something run up behind the camera, and it starts throwing rocks at the camera. So, you're hearing this all going on, but you're not seeing anything. Then you start hearing these guttural, grunts and growls, and it's completely different from the first part of the video, but it's still off-putting. It still caught you off guard.
Right, it's very caveman-ish.
Yeah. So the guy who set the camera out was talking to his neighbors, and his neighbor's son confessed that he was the one making the grunts and the Bigfoot, or the grunts and the caveman calls. The guy who recorded the video asked him, was it you that made the calls in the beginning of the video? And the kid responded with, what calls? You know, I didn't hear them at all. So the guy who recorded it played the beginning calls, which is what we played for you here, to the kid, and he didn't know anything about them.
Right.
So that adds an odd aspect to this whole entire clip, because whatever was making the calls that we played for you guys was in the same woods as that kid who came up to mess around to hoax.
And you can tell by
the original poster.
Yeah, you can tell by the call that we played for you guys that it was at a distance.
Yeah.
It wasn't right up there, because in the actual video, when the kid comes and starts doing the caveman noises, you can tell that it's right there.
Yeah, like whatever was making the sounds knew where the camera was when it was the kid.
Right.
What we played for you was out there in the distance.
Yeah.
Probably didn't have any idea what was going on.
Yeah, and it was loud.
Yeah, so I suggest we're going to leave the links to all the original content in our show clips. So go and watch the whole video. It's about 10 minutes long. And the kid said he started the hoaxing process at about 3 minutes and 25 seconds. So anything after 3 minutes and 25 seconds is that kid messing around.
Yeah.
We played you the first 3 minutes, which is something out in the woods that cannot be accounted for. So this is going to be our last clip from the What the F Is It in the Woods. And it is by far the most bizarre that we've played so far. I can't attribute it to anything. Like, the only... You know what? We'll just play it.
January 21st, about 11 p.m. I'm a couple hundred feet from my house. You can hear it going off in the background right now. Kind of sounds weird. Kind of sounds doggish, hyena-ish. But you can hear it going off in the background right now. It's really kind of strange, just to say the least. It's been going off for about 15, 20 minutes so far. Listen, that'd be crazy. Hold on. I mean, that almost sounds like laughter. It's actually gotten closer since it started. It's probably only 200 feet, 300 feet from me right now. I mean, I've seen foxes and coyotes around here for a long time, and I'm not sure why, if foxes and coyotes have been around here that long, why we wouldn't have heard them before. And all of a sudden, since November, things have been just going crazy around our community. Somebody just shot over into the woods.
So the backstory on this is that it takes place in a reservation in Oregon, I believe. And this gentleman had been hearing these sounds for the last month. So finally he went out. They were getting so bad, he just decided to record it. And what you hear is what we hear. I have no idea what that is. I looked up fox calls. I looked up coyote calls. I looked up damn hyena calls.
Right.
And nothing came close. It, to me, when I hear it, I just see some psychopath in the woods, like, laughing. Like, scream laughing.
Yeah, but the tone doesn't sound like a person to me.
No, it sounds like something trying to imitate a human.
That's even...
Yeah.
That's shittier.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Something trying to mimic a human laugh. And, you know, it starts out screaming, and then it's like, oh, I need to change this to that trailing off laughter part.
Right, and then you have... So with their lore, the Native American lore, you have skinwalkers, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the lore of Wendigos as well.
Yeah, I'm... That's where I'm at. I don't even have any words.
If it's either one of them, it sounds like at the end of the video, somebody takes care of it.
Yeah, because the guy recording clearly isn't the only one hearing it, because somebody's taking shots at whatever the hell it is.
And that last shot, it sounded like he got hit.
Yeah, and it wasn't laughing after that.
No. I wouldn't have been either.
So I'm not even going to put a guess out there. Like,
no, I don't have a clue.
The only thing I can attribute it to is something trying to mimic a human being.
Dude, when you put it like that, it's even creepier.
I was sitting here and I was thinking when we were listening to it before we decided to discuss it, I'm like, that sounds like something trying to mock a human. I'm like, I'm not even going to mention that to Kyle until we talk about it, because...
Yeah, my brain wasn't even going down that road at all. Like... It resonated with me when he was like, man, it almost sounds like a hyena, because it's what you would...
It's what my brain
you know, attributed it to. I'm like, okay, I can get behind that, but not in Oregon.
And when I checked out hyena calls and hyena laughs, and they're not even hyena is kind of like a chirp, like a doggy chirp. Right. Like, that's what they attribute it to. Kind of like a yip, yip, yip.
Mm-hmm.
That thing sounds like a person.
It's weird.
Like, it sounds like a person.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't like the conclusion.
Everybody watch that video, and if you've heard anything like that, like I said, get at us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I don't know.
Or if you know what it is.
Yeah, please. Oh, enlighten me.
Yeah.
Because right now, I don't know. Like,
I don't either,
like,
man.
Every suspect sucks.
Absolutely.
It's either it could be some methed out psycho just cracking himself up in the woods who ends up getting shot.
Which wouldn't be surprising.
Or it's some human mocking demon Wendigo skinwalker out in the woods. So
that sucks.
You pick.
I think I'd pick the meth head over any of them. I mean, your house is going to get robbed, but... Anyways.
At least you won't get possessed,
right.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess beggars can't be choosers. It is what it is.
So, yeah, check out the video. It's pretty long, but it's bizarre. If anybody lives in Oregon and this makes it to your ears, if you heard anything like this, hit us up.
Yeah, please. That would be awesome.
On that note, we are going to switch gears to the sounds from the sky as opposed to the forest. So here's the next half of this episode. Hope you enjoy it as much as the first one.
Yep, let's get after it.
I don't want to be out in the nighttime. So there it is again. Hear that?
I really don't like it. I'm done
with
that.
I think I just checked.
I
don't know. Maybe if we just went a bit further up, we might see something. Fuck knows. Oh, this is it. Maybe it wasn't 2012, it was 2013. Fucking hell. Alright, okay. It's not an animal, is it?
went a bit further up.
All right, so that kicks off the beginning of the trumpet section of this episode. What did you think about that one?
I don't know what to think about these. I can't even begin to explain what these are.
Nope.
Like,
I'm with you.
The beginning of that sounded like a laugh, like, and then it goes into, I don't know. Some of them sound, you'll hear a bunch. We got a bunch lined up for you. Some of them sound mechanical. Then they sound organic. Then right. I don't even know. I don't even know.
I don't either. And just a little bit of a warning. We might not talk as much through some of these because some of them are relatively the same. You know what I mean? So there's only so much we can say about the same noise in retrospect.
Yeah, especially when we don't have even anywhere to go on.
No, not even the slightest clue. And there are, I guess, theories on it, if you will. You know, some people actually claim and believe that these are the start of the end.
The trumpets of the apocalypse. The
trumpets of the apocalypse. And then there are people who have made claims that they are skyquakes. So I guess apparently an earthquake in the sky.
I've heard theories that it has to do with fracking, has to do with quarry work in areas where these are found, like big mechanical machinery doing a bunch of different stuff. I've heard that it could be attributed to tectonic plates shifting
right
underneath the earth. I've even heard people say that it's rumble strips on the interstate, you know.
Yeah, which, that's stupid. Whoever made that comment's dumb. And there was also scientists who say that it could be the natural harmonics of the actual earth. Well, which would probably also play into the tectonic plates and all that jazz. But
I've lived on the earth for 34 years and I ain't heard no harmonics like that.
Me either.
So that scientist doesn't know what he's talking about either.
Probably not. So here we go with the next one.
Here we go again. Could be the cause of that.
So that was our next clip, and I just want to be the first to say that that's some War of the Worlds shit going on there, and B, I totally agree with the old boy at the end saying, "What was the cause of that?" Because that's the question that I have. What?
Exactly. And like I was just saying to you before we actually recorded this. This is probably my favorite of the bunch because of how ominous it is. It's just so subtle and so ominous that I don't know, I would just feel like you were saying, there's either a giant spaceship above us or something crazy is about to happen.
Yeah, it's the War of the Worlds. Tom Cruise needs to come and save us. Because what?
Top Gun.
Well.
Get you some of that.
Yeah. I don't think that would help.
Well, if we got Tom Cruise and Will Smith together.
Yeah. Bad Boys for Life.
All right, into the next one.
Echoing sound, that eerie sound again today. Today is Tuesday the 18th, 2017, of April 18th. And so I've been hearing this since like January on and off.
right, the backstory on this one is this fella is in an airport terminal, it looks like, you know, and he's walking through the terminal describing it, and I'm just sitting there, I'm listening and listening and listening, like, what, you know, what, where's the sound going to be? As soon as he opens the door, go outside, it comes in
hot. Jurassic Park.
It's like a T-Rex just hanging out. As soon as it sees him, it's like, I don't know. I hate that I don't have any explanation that I can even put together in my head to what's making these noises. It's so bizarre.
I hope I hear one.
Me too.
One day. I really do.
I listen when, because this whole flap, I guess, started up in 2011 because of all the end of the world,
right.
Mayan calendar shit going on. People started hearing this, and it was a big deal back then. You can get on YouTube or Google it, and you can find all the clips from way the F back then.
Yeah.
But they've just kept carrying on every
year.
Well,
that's what's crazy. Some of these clips we found are from 2017,
yeah,
2018.
2019. That happened in January this year.
Right.
But and they're not all alike, but they're all similar.
Yeah.
The sounds are mechanical.
Exactly.
Some of them are like it's almost like it's a combination of mechanical and organic. It's bizarre. I don't know. It's weird.
And here we go with the next one.
Backstory on this one, there's just two dudes look like they're hiking in the mountains, and all of a sudden you start hearing the booms. First thing that came into my mind, if that was me out there and I started hearing that, shit's hit the fan. There's a war going on. Somebody's bombing the shit out of something.
Right.
And your theory you just threw out there.
Sounds like a giant.
Yeah, something walking.
Yeah.
Like, just
boom. Boom. Just like the ripples in the water of Jurassic Park, you know, it just, I don't know. I would lose my mind. I'd probably just sit down.
And again, it's a lot different than the other ones, but still, I mean, it's coming from the sky.
Yeah.
What?
And just think about that for a second. Not only are you hearing these insane noises, but your ears are picking them from above you.
Yeah,
not to the north, not to the south. You look up and you're like, that's where it's coming from.
Great. Great. Space Force. War going on.
Jurassic Park planet.
Maybe it's the Space Force fighting intergalactic dinosaurs.
So it's kind of like Starship Troopers?
Starship Park.
New movie.
We're getting carried away. We're derailing.
That usually happens.
Welcome to the Holosky Podcast.
Yeah, a little bit behind the scenes action there.
I'll set the scene up for our next clip a little bit. It's going to hit close to home with Kyle because it's just two foresters out in the middle of a pine forest somewhere just doing their job. And all of a sudden they start hearing this from the sky. And y'all just listen to it. So, if you get a chance, check the clip out because it's just two guys working in the forest and they start hearing this. Like, makes them so vulnerable because they're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
If that was something threatening, they don't have an escape plan. You know, they're, you, I mean, you know how it is when you're out, when you're out there, you got nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. It actually happened to me one day.
So,
only not this.
I was gonna say you heard the sky monsters and you never said anything.
No, it was a monster, nevertheless. But I remember working, and all of a sudden I started hearing roars.
Like Bigfoot?
No, more like, at the time it sounded like T-Rex, and I can remember just running back to my work truck because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I don't blame you.
And come to find out, not 100 yards down the road, dude had a petting zoo with lions.
Like lions with a mane?
Yep.
Like Simba?
Yep.
What? Well.
He had lions and tigers and
bears.
I don't think he had bears, but he might have. I don't know. There's a bunch of cats there. And I thought it was absolutely absurd because he just had them in like 10-foot chain link fences. With like, he put a makeshift roof on them, but
that's,
anyways, I kind of know how they feel, but I kind of don't. But with this next episode, now a lot of you could say, oh, this is generated, this is people faking stuff out, yada yada yada. But here's one that actually gives a little bit of validity to it.
Yeah, this clip, it comes from a Major League Baseball game that's being aired on television. And you can hear, it's the Tampa Bay Rays. You can hear their announcers acknowledge the sound. One of them just seems so distracted by the sound that he doesn't even know there's a baseball game going on.
That's what he's, I like, dig about this clip.
He's like, what is that making that noise?
Yeah.
So because it's not the best quality. The sound, it's kind of hard to pick up, but...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that the sound's a little bit harder to pick up in this one, but the fact that the dude is so distracted is what makes this clip worth it.
Yeah, and it gives it credibility because they're acknowledging what's going on.
Absolutely.
That's a haunting sound, if we've ever heard one. One ball, no strikes. And the bunt is foul. The count is 1-1.
And what could that possibly be? Somebody shut the door.
It sounds supernatural.
So as you can hear, both sports announcers were completely aware of what was going on. So that makes this account stand out a little more because it was broadcast on live television.
Yep.
To whoever was watching the Tampa Bay game.
Yeah.
Probably not a lot of people.
The other... I don't think the other announcer was at that point either.
No, I wouldn't be.
No.
No.
No. And with this next episode, not only is the sound that you hear terrifying, but the dude in the beginning is priceless. So I'll let you guys check that out.
Huh? The fuck is it? It's coming from the sky. Fuck you now.
This one to me stands out because it almost sounds organic. Like, it's a living being. Like, it sounds like a roar. Like, yeah, over and over and over. A gigantic roar. And the dude is awesome. Because he goes, fucking hell. Fucking hell. That's what I would have said if I heard it.
Oh, I love it.
That would have been my exact reaction.
I probably just would have shut the door. But it sounds like he just keeps working on whatever he's working on.
He's got shit to do.
That's what it sounds like.
He can't be dealing with Godzilla repeat roaring outside the door.
Speaking of Godzilla, I think this next clip is straight out of the Godzilla movie.
Yeah, this is going to be our last clip of the day, and it just seems like all hell breaks loose in this thing.
Yeah.
You just got to listen to it. It gets wild. This is probably my favorite clip. I think that's why I kind of pushed to saving it for the end, because it's in the middle of a city, and that damn thing sounds like a cruise ship horn, a fog horn or something.
Yeah.
Just going off right in the middle of this big ass city, and then all of a sudden all the sirens and shit, yep, goes off, and it's just chaos. Like, it sounds like something from a movie, and yeah, you can tell by the voice of the kid's videotaping it. He's like, "What is going on?" Because it's just off the wall.
Yeah, and I like how you can hear the fire truck get closer, and it's like womp 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 womp, and then the noise is like, oh yeah, womp.
Yeah,
just gets it.
Answered it right back.
It just gets it, man.
It's bizarre, man. I feel like it's a good way to tie up the episode. A good,
yeah,
good kind of exclamation point on it, because we usually do final thoughts here, but
no idea.
Your guess is as good as mine, everybody, yep, out there. If you've got an idea, if you've got a theory, please throw it to us. Because like we mentioned before, there's a ton of theories out there. Skyquakes, tectonic plates, harmonies of the earth, rumble strips.
The end of the world.
Yeah, the end of the world, which apparently they're still waiting, because this thing's been going on for like 8 years.
You know.
So if you've delved into this, if you've looked into it, done your research, you have any theories, please hit us up and let us know, because we want...
Please let there be someone who's heard one.
Yeah, in real life.
Give us a call.
That's even better. If you've heard one in real life, call us, email us, message us, just get a hold of us.
Yep.
Hopefully you recorded it, because I want to hear it.
If not, just tell us about it. That'd still be awesome.
Take us to where we can hear it.
That'd be cool too.
That'd be sick. But anyway, that's our episode. We, like we said before, we switched it up a little bit. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Jumping into some of these clips, letting you hear what we were hearing. So
it was a cool change of pace.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. So thanks for joining us again here at the Hollow Sky Podcast. Please feel free to find us on our social medias. If you got a story you want to share with us, get at us, call us, message us. You know the deal.
If you've been abducted by aliens recently, or pushed down the stairs by a ghost.
Yeah, if you're a conspiracy whistleblower.
Oh, that'd be
get
awesome.
Get at us. Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
If you've heard Bigfoot in the woods, or if there was a UFO making noises outside your window, get at us. We want to, yep, hear it.
Definitely give us a call. We greatly appreciate it.
Yep, until next Monday or the Monday after that, we will catch you later. Let's get weird.